It is time now for Kids Q, 97.9 The Hill's Kids Question of the Week, presented by Community Works. Donations with physical distancing accepted now at both Community Works thrift shop locations, one in Carrboro and one in Chapel Hill on Elliott Road. Check their Facebook page for donation hours. And both of those thrift shops are now back open Fridays through Mondays. So go there now and search for hidden treasures. Joined on the phone by Gene Bolduc, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler, right here on 97.9 The Hill for Kids Q today. Gene, how are you?
I'm good. I'm dry.
That's good.
That's important.
Yesterday, we were celebrating National Radio Day all day long, and we had a really good day. We decided to, Brad and I decided to go out and just have dinner like outside at a like outdoor patio. So we went to Namu, where they've got this really, really cool outside space, socially distanced and everything, and it was all great until it started to pour down rain as hard as we've seen in the longest time. We were under an umbrella, so we were drier than we otherwise would have been, but it was still pretty rainy there for a little while. Still not a bad experience.
It's a relative term, I guess. I was going to say happy Radio Day plus one.
Yeah, it was a good day.
But,
we had a lot of fun.
If I say that plus one, then next week I have to say plus eight, and then I have to start being good at math after that.
Yeah, no,
so
no one needs that. Are you ready for Kids Q?
I am.
All right, everyone get around the radio. Here is today's question. What is one activity that you have never done but you want to try out?
Oh, gosh, that's a bucket list question.
Yeah, right?
I don't know.
Think about it, because I've got mine.
Tell me yours. Maybe it'll inspire me.
So a couple of years ago, Brad and I went to the Outer Banks. We hadn't been together. And I actually don't think he'd ever been, period, and I'd only ever been one. So this was like our first like serious beach trip in North Carolina. Okay. And we went out there and we had a great time. We did hang gliding at Jockey's Ridge, which was the first time either of us had done that. And that was super fun. And then we had made plans to go parasailing the next day. And it was our last day. The last day of the weekend, we were going to go parasailing parasailing. The one where they take you out on the boat and then you like get lifted up in the air by this like parachute and you're just like gliding in the back. We were going to do that, and then we got a phone call that morning from the company saying, "Oh, I'm sorry, something's up with the boat. We have to do maintenance on it. We can reschedule you for tomorrow," but we're like, "We're gonna be in Chapel Hill tomorrow. We can't do it." So we had to cancel, unfortunately.
Yeah,
we haven't had the chance to do it again, and that would have been my first time. I think his first time too. So I'm gonna say parasailing because we haven't yet,
well,
and we're so close.
I tell you, here's something I know about parasailing,
mm-hmm.
which is not necessarily a deal breaker,
okay.
but you might want to consider, which is that's going to give you the wedgie of your life.
I'm okay with that, actually.
I'm
familiar with the potential downsides. I think it'd be fun.
Right. I mean, yeah. So there's that. I will tell you that I would absolutely never do that. I have no affection for heights and the sense of flying in that way. It's funny, flying on an airplane doesn't bother me at all.
Right,
dangling along up there, no, not interested in that. I will tell you also, however, that when I was young, very young, a teenager in fact, I did do some water skiing. Now, I was okay at skiing,
mm-hmm.
which is a thing you do on snow, as you know, being from Michigan.
Of course.
But water skiing, boy, oh boy, is that a very different, have you ever done that?
That's no, a very that's different ac- that sport. That was my B choice. I've never water skied and I've always kind of wanted to try. Although the thing with water skiing is there is a very real and very high chance of wiping out at high speeds into the water. And I imagine that would hurt a bit. So I'm not a big fan of that.
Well,
but,
and what happens is that with water skiing, it's very much like snow skiing. The trick of it to avoid injury is to know when to let go.
Yes.
If you have to be going at a certain amount of speed, otherwise you're just being dragged behind a boat.
Correct.
If you want to be skiing on top of the water, you have to get to a certain speed rather suddenly, by the way,
mm-hmm.
not for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I did find in water skiing, after falling once or twice, an experience that's kind of like getting a wedgie, but, you know, different.
Yeah.
You don't want to fall face first. You don't really want to fall down very much at all.
Period.
Actually.
Yeah.
That's
good advice for any situation.
Let go
really.
Of the rope and just gently sink back into the water where you'll bob along because you're wearing all the appropriate flotation gear. So I have done that. But the idea of taking that and then going up in the air, which is kind of what you have to do
mm-hmm.
to parasail, I think, right? Aren't you wearing water skis when you're doing that?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you might be,
no?
but I don't think you're doing water skiing before the parasailing happens. Although I don't know because I've never done it, so I'm the last person to ask
yeah.
about it. I know nothing, Jon Snow.
Yeah, and then you know that brings me to my Wizard of Oz idea of the hot air balloon, but again,
oh,
that
yeah.
would be off the ground, so not interested.
Right.
This is a very restricting problem. and you know what it is now is that the older I get, I'm pretty sensitive about motion. So,
okay.
you know, I get vertigo, and vertigo is if you've never experienced vertigo, bless your heart. I hope you never do. It's very, very unpleasant. And it's one of the many reasons, and I do have many, many reasons why I admire Roy Williams so much, because it will just strike you like that, as it does him, where he's just gripping the floor saying, what happened? So these things that put you up in the air where you could, you know, then I guess fall down. I don't like those things.
Okay. So all of those are
know.
All of those are things
thing
that you
is.
Don't want to do. What is the thing that you do want
I
to
know.
Do?
I know.
It doesn't have to be
what
a sport or a
do?
It doesn't have to be a sport or an activity either. It could be
Okay.
I mean, I guess it
okay,
does literally say activity, but I guess an activity
here, okay,
could also
here,
be like going
okay, so
somewhere.
It doesn't have to be a physical fitness type
Correct.
Activity. I'm going to say this. I'm going to say I would love to take a train across the United States with no concern whatsoever about when I get there.
Oh, that's good.
You know, just taking my time.
Yeah.
I would really, really love to do that.
Yeah.
That's the truth. And it's on the ground.
Any like cross continental train trip, right? And like the cross Asia
right.
train trip where you get to see just some amazing
yeah.
country or the US. Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like
Even
that.
Even though, you know, the motion thing I do have concern about it. But, you know, if I can see the horizon, I can ride in a car and, you know, these things. But I think that sounds it's a very romantic kind of trip. It's probably better in my mind than it would be in fact, but I think there are some great trips that you can get that, especially out west.
Oh yeah,
that have some spectacular views would be great.
That is also the thing about travel, I think, just in general, like the act of traveling from one place to another. I think we romanticize
right.
it before we do it, and then afterwards
yeah,
we might
right.
feel nostalgic about it, like, oh, remember when we took
right.
that trip and we were in the RV or
right.
in the car for that long length
right.
of time. But actually in the middle of it, when you're doing it, it's annoying and
I
it's
know,
boring
right?
and
yeah.
long, and you just forget about that both before and after, and you only have to experience the boredom and the annoyance during the 9 to 50
right.
hours that you're in the trip. And I think it's great.
Exactly. And like, you know, it's funny you mentioned an RV, because I'm going to be taking a trip in October in an RV, at least I hope so, to go down to Florida and see my dad. And we're traveling by RV because we feel like it's the safest way that we can do this and sort of stay in a controlled
Correct.
Space
yeah.
with only the people that are in our pod.
Yes.
And and we're very excited about going, and we'll be very excited when we get back. I'm interested to see what happens in between.
Hey, if you're driving
it's
around
family,
or if you're
you know?
at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question, ask your kids this question, see where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at Community Works, works with an X. Use the hashtag at KidsQ.